This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to charge in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
I took lessons. What's wrong with you people? Joe, senior host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. For those of you who can see, you know, maybe you're watching on the many outlets we're on. Mostly just head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch there as well. See, look what I got in my hands. I got a roll of toilet paper. Somehow, somewhere, this seems to be worth more than gold right now. Not even toilet paper. Are we serious? Somebody put a great meme up on Facebook the other day. I thought it was great. Anyway, they had a picture of, I don't know, five or six Charmin tractor trailers. You know, Charmin toilet paper. And it was surrounded by police cars, you know, giving it an escort of some kind. I mean, think about that. We have lost our ever-loving minds. You know, somebody brought up a point, and I get it. I don't know where I stand on it, so forgive me. But there were some people, some elected officials, that were saying that they were very excited to hear that there are people that are leaving. You know, I mean, the toilet paper, paper towels, that kind of thing are totally gone off the shelves. So people are like wigging out because like there's no leaves in the backyard. I mean, they don't get it. What's the problem? But you know what I'm saying here. So anyway, they were talking about this, and some of the electeds are like, you know, I'm so happy to see that our fellow humans are making sure that our fellow humans can go to the supermarket and pick things up. You know, and I'm one of those guys who goes, look, if I screw up, my fault, my headache. I mean, if you saw this coming and you did nothing, I don't know if I have sympathy. Really, I mean, it is what it is, right? But we should be helping each other out. I mean, you don't leave each other in the cold, if you would. Or in the wet, in this case, you know, with no toilet paper. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got a lot to talk about after the break. Brad Dacus is going to join us from Pacific Justice Institute. Always love when he's on the show. You know, we just deal with so many crazy things. There's a lot more going on in this world than just the coronavirus. I know, it's hard to believe, I know. Not from what you see and hear. You would never know it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I mean, now, President Trump and the Department of Homeland Security, they're really considering clamping down, shutting down the southern border. But so is Mexico. Mexico's talking about clamping down, shutting down its borders as well. Canada, the same thing. All of a sudden, all these open-minded, loving your fellow human countries are closing down their borders. I wonder what's bringing that on. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I guarantee you, if President Trump wants to lock down the borders because he wants to make sure he keeps us safe, how long do you think it'll be before the Democrats come up with a bill to take that power away from him? What do you think? An hour? It's just crazy. I do mean crazy. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And we have our beloved Joe Biden. Looks like he is, I don't know if he's going to handily walk away. But it looks like he's going to take it in Florida for sure. And he's also in Illinois as well. That's kind of cool, right? Where's Bernie? Poor Bernie. He's going to blame, you know what he's going to blame it on, right? He's going to blame it on the virus. Isn't that an interesting place to be? If they blame it on the virus, and they're blaming Trump for the virus running rampant, then I guess it's Trump's fault that Sanders didn't win, right? Something like that? Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, that poor woman. Not that I want to see her win and lose her draw, but, I mean, jeez. Not a chance. They've totally forgotten about her. You know, for some of you who don't know, it's primary night in some areas. In Florida, Buttigieg, he got 40. Listen, I'm going to get in trouble for this. We've got four or five stations in Florida. But what is it with you people? He's not running. How do you vote for somebody who's not running? Do you have that many people that, like, aren't paying attention? Seriously. Hey, 855-GROW-SHOW, 855-732-5563. If you look at the Democrat side of the House in Florida, Joe Biden, 1 million votes, it looks like. Bernie Sanders, 382,000. Mikey, little Mikey, right? 145,000. Buttigieg, 39. Lizzie Warren, 32. Klobuchar, 17. I mean, these people are gone. Deval Patrick? 650 votes? Come on. What are you guys smoking down there? At least vote for the people. No. This has nothing to do with absentees, unless they were voting 2 months ago. Really, think about it. You look at this, and you have to stop and say to yourself, What is going on? This is why we got Barack Obama. Nobody's paying attention. I think I told you in California, we have the grandson of a terrorist running in California. And he made it through the first round, through the primary. I think it's his grandfather who was a active terrorist, was a very honorable man. Sick. And he won. Joe Matin, your host, listen to The Real Side. Brad Dinkins joins me in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure having you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Now remember, don't be stupid. Look, you know, I don't like some of the laws the states are coming down with, some of the local, agencies are coming down with, but don't be stupid, okay? Don't have to call on Brad to get you out of jail, right, for doing dumb stuff. We just don't need to do that. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brad Dacus, always love when he joins me on Tuesday nights, and I appreciate the time. I appreciate what he does, and I appreciate his time with me. Brad, tell people what PJI is all about.
We at Pacific Justice Institute defend religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life. And we're unique in that we don't just cherry-pick the high-profile cases. You know, Joe, we make sure everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. We do our work completely without charge all across the United States. We have hundreds of affiliate attorneys. And if anyone needs assistance in any of these areas, these topics, they should never hesitate to contact us, or even also to go to our website and sign up to get our Legal Insider. It's our weekly update on cases and things that are taking place that people need, may not hear about in mainstream media, but are very relevant nonetheless. So our website is pacificjustice.org or pji.org.
Great, yes. And you need to go out. You need to support them. You're always complaining about what's going on at the schools and going on in and around the neighborhoods, on how your religious rights are being squelched. And here you have an organization, a group that's willing to help. And maybe you don't need any help right now, but why don't you help them help others? Isn't that what we're supposed to do anyhow? All right, Brad, here we go. We're going to start unloading on you here. First of all, Supreme Court announced today that it's the first health-induced cancellation in over 100 years. That's kind of interesting. First, I thought something was wrong with the Ruth Bader, you know, because she was there for the last one. I thought she was there again for this one. And come on, I'm just having fun, people. Lighten up, okay? Take it easy. But very interesting that this thing has gone rolled across the country to the point where even the Supreme Court isn't going to hear arguments and that kind of thing. So whatever works at this point. And you've actually argued there, haven't you?
Well, we have our organization has brought cases to the Supreme Court before, but I actually haven't argued myself, and I don't intend to. I intend to have our other attorneys. We're trained to do that because that's sort of our philosophy, is continually training other attorneys and to do that work. So we don't have a Napoleon philosophy where everything's about the head of the organization. We have a different attitude. It's about building up, more of a George Washington style of management, where you're building up. And but we have cases that have gone there. We have cases that are headed there, and we're very excited about the Supreme Court, the direction it's taken, and very, very optimistic about the future in terms of these wonderful court cases. Yes.
All right, well, come on. I got some good ones for you here. One is in Spokane, Washington. The local city passed new ordinances that kind of make it harder for pro-lifers to protest outside of Planned Parenthood facilities, which includes, in this particular case, it includes them praying out loudly. Now, they're not yelling. I've checked it out. I checked out the video. They're not out there yelling, but they are, you know, out there, and they're praying, and they're doing their thing. There's large crowds across the street from Planned Parenthood, and the police were there, and specifically, somebody actually got a copy of the footage. The webcam or the, what is it, police cam, whatever you want to call it, footage. And listen, based on the amount of noise that these people take at pro-life events, they're really not making any big issue here. Well, what kind of guidelines? I mean, has the Supreme Court already ruled on this kind of thing?
Yeah, there have been some free speech cases. We at Pacific Justice Institute have actually taken on a number of cases where someone, law enforcement says, well, you're preaching too loud, or you have amplified speech, and it was too loud. A couple of points here. First off, if there's no amplification of a speech, it's more difficult for them to enforce a noise ordinance. And then even if they do, they need to have measurable levels that they can ascertain so as to qualify as being crossing a line. Otherwise, it's just vague and ambiguous. What, it's loud to the police officer? Maybe the next police officer is not that loud? So they have to be able to measure it. And if they have amplified speech, it's the same thing. Amplified speech is not unconstitutional. In itself, it has to be measurable. There has to be very clear specificity as to what level of measurable speech with the gauges that they use. And I've had a case like that in San Antonio, and we won very clear, very easily in that case because of the they weren't measuring it and using measurable techniques.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen here as well, because they're asking the police officers, they're asking the local, you know, government, hey, what's the noise level? What's the amount? What's the measurable place at which we're out of line? And they have not been able to get an answer yet from those people.
It's not going to be enforceable. City's going to lose, law enforcement's going to lose, as they should, because this has all the semblance, the trappings of really targeted viewpoint-based speech. There's no debate as to probably why this was passed. It was to target pro-life speech.
Yep.
And that is why they're attacking, and that's another angle to contest it, especially as looking at the evidence as to why they said it needs to be passed. I'm sure there wasn't anything about pro-abortion speech that was concerning. So it's vague on its face. It's targeted speech based on subject viewpoint matter. That's unconstitutional almost always. And it's bullying those who are there, creating no unreasonable disturbance and not preventing people from coming and going into the baby killing mill, as they probably see it, or abortion clinic. So I think it's going to be very ripe for challenging, and we at Pacific Justice Institute would entertain that if there was someone that approached us and wanted to be a plaintiff.
You know, Brad, I've been getting, in light of them trying to calm kids down in school and over things that are going on in the country as a whole, I got some emails over the last few weeks. I want to get your take on it, where they're now instituting, what do you call it now? The kids are, I can't stand myself when I do this. I just had this on the tip of my tongue. The kids are now going into, when they get quiet, they get down on they cross their legs, you know, and they get quiet and they do that, I can't think of the name of it.
Well, meditation.
Yeah, they have another name for it too. Anyway, so they got the kids at elementary school. They got them getting quiet, getting on the floor and doing that, clearing their minds, and I'm saying to myself, okay, I got it to a point, but can you imagine if the kid said, look, for me to be peaceful, for me to get my wits about me, I'd rather go into silent prayer or prayer? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Oh, I hate when I do that.
That's all right. So it's meditation, yoga?
Yoga. That's it. Yoga. Now, I know there's a few forms of yoga, which is, you know, one is just simply the stretching of the muscles and all that fun stuff, right? But there's others, some of the others are actually, you know, the meditation part that has you clearing your mind to allow your mind to go other places. That to me is bothersome in a school environment.
And I'm putting my money where my mouth. Yeah, this has been litigated before, some, and if they have something in there about, you know, focus on the ball of energy within you, in your heart, in your body. It's a ball of energy, and it's bursting with light, and it's, or something like that. That's crossing the line, because that's very religious.
Right.
But Western courts, judges say, yeah, the kid being this quiet, and being, you know, has to be quiet and close your eyes and just, whatever, not think.
Okay.
To relax. So, yeah, we haven't even talked about that, yeah.
All right. I'll get to that. Let's see what else is there. What's that one? God.
Another
rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration is pushing for a $1 trillion economic stimulus package to offset the financial damage from the coronavirus epidemic. One main proposal is giving cash directly to Americans. The Treasury Secretary proposed giving $1,000 to citizens in the next 2 weeks. Steve Mnuchin says the priority is getting government checks to people immediately.
We have to do this now.
He says the IRS is giving taxpayers who owe 90 more days to make their payments beyond April 15th. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
They're worried about the big businesses. They want to pump some money into the economy. But if you don't solve the immediate health care and economic needs of the people who are hurt, the problem will just get worse.
Wall Street liked the plan. The Dow closed over 1,000 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
How lucky can one guy
be? We are back. As I've been joking about, for real. You know, all these Dean Martin songs from the 50s. They're gonna rewrite them all. I mean, the social justice nut jobs are gonna be looking for. I mean, she kissed him. Did she get his permission? That's what I want to know. Was there an app for it at the time? I mean, seriously, this is how crazy these people get. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me as he does every week. We kind of deal with the issues of the day, some of the great cases that he's taking on that he's helping to fight, so you can maintain your rights. And again, Brad, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure.
So, the word I was trying to get out of my mouth, the word of the day, was yoga. And I couldn't get it to roll off my tongue. But a lot of public schools now are using yoga to help the kids calm down, relax, recenter, reground themselves. But if my son or daughter says, look, I reground myself in prayer, can I pray? They would tell them no. And that's kind of where I'm at with this. Is that, you know, yoga has kind of two things with it, right? One is just learning how to, relax and stretch and that kind of stuff. The other has a spiritual side to it, doesn't it?
Right. And the spiritual side is where school districts can get in trouble in violating the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. So if they in any way, for example, decide to say, focus on this ball of energy in the middle of your heart, and just focus on that energy permeating through your body, something like that. That's religious. That's not, just relaxation and quieting down. And so, what they say, what they do, how they implement it, the terms they use, that's all important. And if someone has that taking place in their kid's school and they haven't pulled their children from public government schools yet, then I encourage them to contact us at Pacific Justice Institute. We empower parents with regard to their rights and all the time, and we have wonderful resources like opt-out forms for free. Right now we don't charge for those. They're on our website, and they can be downloaded, and they're very helpful in protecting parents on issues like this in public schools.
Yeah, people. I'm talking to somebody today, and who very much advocated getting your kids out of public schools. And again, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. But remember that there are plenty of people who aren't going to be able to do that, right? They don't
right.
have the resources. They can't make it happen. But what you can do is you can help make sure you elect the right people to your school boards, and then support them once they get there, instead of just throwing your hands up and saying there's nothing I can do about it. You agree?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, we there's several fronts here. One is on the, you know, we need to exhort churches, for example, to take advantage of the opportunity to have church homeschool co-ops in their churches. Wonderful opportunity to reach out to their communities. We'll work with churches on that. On the flip side, those who are in public schools, even if you don't have kids in government schools, they still need to be engaged and involved because of the atrocities and things that are being pushed now on our children with regard to sex ed and radical new amoral ideas and ideologies that parents, many parents are not aware of. In fact, we're coming out, as you know, Joe, with a documentary mm-hmm. on sex, S-E-X-X-X, education curriculum. And it's going to be released. If people want to receive that, then they just simply go to our website, sign up to get our Legal Insider newsletter. If they sign up for that, they'll be on the list to get it as soon as we debut it in the next few weeks.
Oh, cool. You'll have to come. Well, you're on every week anyhow, so you can talk about when it's ready to come out, and we'll get some people to head over there as well. All right. Let's talk about free speech and free speech in the military. There's been a demand to investigate a Navy chaplain for daring to teach a class called Lead Like Jesus. Now, you know, at first you're going, okay, it's a chaplain, it's a Jesus thing, but there are books out there, if you go to the bookstore, on management, and atheists have written books on managing like Jesus managed. Now, they don't believe that he was the Messiah, they don't believe that he was God or anything along those lines, but they do believe in his management style, so they've written books around it. In this case here, you have a Navy chaplain in Rhode Island, and for daring to teach a lead like Jesus, he's been brought up on charges. And when you go through it, you actually read what's going on through the process. What you find out, it was the complaint wasn't levied by anybody in particular that took the class or was asked to take the class or saw the flyers. It was by his commanding officer, who's a lesbian. That was the only one who complained. And was upset with him because he doesn't believe in same-sex marriage. Now, if he had said he was a chaplain who believed in same-sex marriage and wanted to teach a class called Lead Like Jesus, there probably wouldn't have been a problem with it. Has his rights been stepped on here?
Potentially they have. You know, there's nothing unconstitutional about using the Bible as literature or for using symbols in history that maybe have a religious significance or people have religious significance for a valid secular purpose. And what he's presenting is not proselytizing. It doesn't have a prayer at the end of class to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It's using the teachings of Jesus as a model. In a way, it makes sense because the teachings of Jesus had a big impact on the values of our society, the values that we live our lives by and engage on and pass laws and have definitions of justice premised upon. So it really is makes a lot of sense. Promoting character, promoting values in our military is not an incidental. It's a must for us to be able to function and operate and trust each other when we're in these very often difficult situations of war and those kinds of circumstances. So it makes a lot of sense. There is clearly a valid secular rational basis for it. The fact that this commander happens to come from that perspective, that worldview, unfortunately, it's not unusual, as we understand it, for those complaining about people of faith in the military. That's oftentimes where it's coming from. It's in a very additive of intolerance, deophobic, Christophobic, if you will, it's very concerning. And it really picked up in the Obama administration. It's carrying over it with the Trump administration, but it's really institutionalized up and down the ranks in the Obama administration. And so it's going to take a while to bring true tolerance and accommodation back into the military.
Oh, sure. You know, as you're talking, I'm looking at a couple of the other cases that came up under President Obama, because some people were kind of teasing that this was not a President Obama case. But really, Navy Chaplain Wes Modler was punished for counseling a gay sailor against sin. Now, that sailor actually went to him and asked him what the Bible stance on homosexuality was. Lance Corporal Monifa Sterling, who endured a court-martial for posting a Bible verse at her desk. She wouldn't take it down. And then Army Chaplain Scott Squires was threatened with discharge for refusing to counsel a same-sex couple. I mean, these are things that even though you're in the military, and I get it, can they really force these things on you?
Yeah, and I would say that that these are examples that of situations that that should not be turning out this way. They should not be brought for someone to have a Bible verse, there to inspire them, to encourage them. That should be fine. That should be acceptable. And then as far as the counseling, no chaplain should ever have to violate their own conscience. If asked upon by someone, is this wrong? I have guilt issues engaging in this same-sex sexual activity. Well, what do you think? What does the Bible say? They should be able to share that with them, especially when it's initiated by the person in the military. They're not being harassed. They're not being belittled. They're not being treated disrespectfully. They're getting counsel premised upon the inquiry and the presuppositions of the person asking for the counseling, and he was responding appropriately according to those facts.
Oh, yeah. I mean seriously, it's kind of like even in the teacher world. I say the same thing in the education world. If a child asks a teacher, what does that cross mean? What does this mean? I hear you're a Christian. What is this? They're afraid to respond. They're afraid for their jobs to respond to a simple question by a child, or a student in their class. Are they allowed to respond in a religious way if asked?
Yeah, the answer is basically yes. They can answer it briefly and sufficiently to answer the question, but they can't use it as a stepping stool then to proselytize and share the four spiritual laws and lead kids in a prayer at the end of class. But they can answer the question. They don't have to be ashamed of who they are and what they believe. That's very important. We at Pacific Justice Institute, in our book, Reclaim Your School, people can download this, by the way, right now for free on our website. We have a whole chapter there regarding teachers and their rights and dealing with these kinds of situations. And it's Reclaim Your School at PJI.org.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, you don't lose your rights because you become an educator. Okay, when we come back, we've got churches, for all intents and purposes, that are pretty much being closed down during this virus scenario here. So hang tight. Let's find out whether that's legal or not. Some of you think it's totally illegal, but you might be surprised. We'll be back in a minute with Brad Dacus. Don't go far.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. It's the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Thank you so much for being with us. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, part of the fix, if you would. And I do, let me just bring him in, because I don't want to waste his time. We get so much good information from him. Brad, before we get rolling here and run out of time and you don't get the chance to say it again, let people know, what is Pacific Justice Institute? How can they help?
Yeah, Pacific Justice Institute is a nonprofit legal organization that actually defends parents' rights, religious freedom, the sanctity of human life. We do it all across the country. We do it all without charge. What makes us very, very unique is that we don't just take on the high-profile cases. We work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's turned away. We do it all without charge. And we right now have over 40 cases, as I speak, in active litigation. People who give to our legal organization and compare with others, they say the reason I chose Pacific Justice Institute is because I get the biggest bang for the buck. I see the results. I look at your budget. And they're very pleased with how efficient we are in our transparency in doing our work as well.
Well, I know you do some great work. I know you've been able to help me out, some of the parents out that I've had to deal with and that run into some situations. So I give you guys a lot of credit. I know you're doing a great job there. So as of late, Governor Newsom has come out and decided that you can't have any gatherings that are bigger than 250 people. And so that precludes a lot of churches from meeting and from coming together. Now, at first I heard people screaming that, you know, that's against the law. You can't do that. You can't stifle somebody's ability to practice their religion. This doesn't do that at all. Why don't you lay out kind of the foundation here, why they're allowed to do that, and frankly, to a degree, why it might make sense.
Yeah, the Emergency Services Act, ESA, was adopted, and it's to basically empower the state government to invoke emergency procedures, orders, mandates, quarantines, as is necessary for pandemics and things like we're dealing with right now. It cannot be under pretense. It has to be legitimate. They have to support the, you know, why they're doing it, why it's necessary. Also, it exempts anything that infringes on the Second Amendment rights of people, so they can't say, oh, executive order, emergency, we have to prevent rioting, so everyone has to turn over their guns. That would not fly. The Second Amendment would trump it, but also it's clearly stipulated differently and exempted from the state law. Also, freedom of the press. The government can't say, as a state of emergency, all newspapers, news media must cease and desist. That also is not valid. It also wouldn't survive constitutional scrutiny either. But when it gets a little hairy is we're dealing with issues of churches and religious institutions that say they want to meet, and they have sincere religious beliefs oftentimes. Some churches are of the opinion, okay, fine, we'll be more than happy. We won't meet for the next few Sundays, and we'll, you know, have other things. But others really have deep convictions about that. Not most, but there are some that do. And they would likely not prevail based on this set of facts. If it was pretentious and we just had, you know, regular influenza, the government would have a hard time showing why this is different than before. Also, if the government, in enforcing it, say allows bars to be open, restaurants to be open, but they say but churches and those kind of gatherings can't, or movie theaters can be open but churches can't, we could easily get that struck down as obvious discrimination and really not narrowly tailored in a neutral way. So there's a number of ways of dealing with it. But overall, what we advise, and we have something on our webpage for churches and pastors to look at that we're presenting, I think, tomorrow on our webpage. It's going to be very informative on what they can do and the opportunities they have and the alternatives they have if they want to comply with some of these. Like some say you can't have more than 10 people meeting at any place. How does a church deal with that? And there's several ways, Joe, if I could go ahead and mention them, the churches are considering, because this may be around for a number of weeks. One is a church can have small group meetings. Some say, well, like in Monterey, we just found out, they say you can't have anyone in your home other than just your family. That's what I heard that allegedly it says. So, okay, fine. Meet in the backyard. People stay 6 feet away instead of 6 feet away from each other, and have the pastor or clergy come and give their talk. They can sing and pray, and then the clergy will then go to another house where another group from the church is meeting. And it's actually a great opportunity to invite people in the community to fellowship who may not be going to church, or maybe their church isn't doing anything. And it's a great way to bring depth of faith and intimacy into the relationships, into the fellowship that often a lot of churches today, as a matter of convenience, just don't have. So it's actually a great opportunity to bring depth of relationships and conviction and prayer into the religious experience for people who normally might just attend a big church, go there, do their tithes, leave, and really not develop the kind of relationships that's very healthy for a spiritual fellowship.
You know, you brought up prayer now. You brought it up on the show, so now it's all open, right? Trump calls for a National Day of Prayer, and the Freedom from Religion freaks went out of their mind, right? And it's really interesting to watch people go crazy over this stuff. It's like the president should be doing that because he's only reaching out to one group of people. What if you don't believe in God? Well, if you don't believe in God, don't pray. It's really that simple, right?
Right.
Don't pray.
Right. And you know what?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, there's even a case law where the courts have made an exception when you have times of emergency in public schools for teachers to use a prayer and time of prayer to calm the students down, to bring order when you have tragedy that's taking place. So there is a valid secular purpose under times like this to for people to pray, and there's a valid secular purpose in the administration. Historically, this goes all the way back to George Washington.
Oh yeah.
This is not a strange thing that President Trump decided to create and make up at all. And I think it's in times of where you really need to exercise true tolerance. People who don't have faith need to exercise tolerance to people who do, who see this as valuable and helpful to them in dealing with what we're going through. Also want to mention too, churches can also have meetings over the phone. They can have it on online, the pastor meeting. They can even, some churches I talk to them, they're going to have multiple services throughout the week, breaking them up into groups of 10 or 20, depending on what the restrictions are. And then they're going to also look at this as an opportunity to serve the community, to let people in the community know, hey, if you have a need, if you ran out of something, you couldn't get the store, give me a call. Like, you know, neighbor doing this to the neighbors in their area. Great opportunity to show love and compassion, which is the antidote to consuming fear, which so, unfortunately so many communities are engulfed in.
You know, it's funny. Yeah, we're gonna have to get to know our communities. Check in on the older folks in and around your neighborhoods. You know, you probably don't, most of us today don't even know if there's older folks in and around our neighborhood, which is really sad to think about it like that. But listen, I really want to get back to the president because I'm one of those guys that loves looking on Facebook and other places to see how people, you know, their eyeballs start popping. You know, President Trump openly says, hey, there's no problem too big for God to handle. Right? And again, I love this. I would love this to get in front of the Supreme Court. I would love somebody to push this to the point where it gets in front of the Supreme Court and have the Supreme Court finally say, look, presidents can call on God. They can pray. You guys, I mean, at some point, I'd like to see this as laid out in plain, simple English so we can stop all the arguing. That hasn't been done yet, has it, really?
No, unfortunately, it really hasn't. And, now's the time to come together. Now's not the time to argue and fight. And I really salute the president and the extent to which he has really gone out of his way to work with in a very constructive way across the aisle. Senator Gavin Newsom, they had a great dialogue. The governor saluted the president and that the president is doing all that they're asking for. And so I'm really pleased to see sometimes the best of us or sometimes the worst of us can come out in times like this. I'm glad to see that the best of us coming out. We just need to work really hard to be not self-focused and self-absorbed. We need to be really seeing this as an opportunity to come together and serve and to exhibit the love that we have and the compassion we have as a community and particularly people of faith.
Yeah, I agree with you. And again, people, you need to pay attention to what's going on around you. We've become so disconnected in our own communities, in our own neighborhoods. You might know the neighbor right next to you or right or left of you, but do you really know what's going on in the neighborhood? Do you really have a clue? And for my Christian friends, how do you show the love of God? How do you show what God has in mind for his people if you're not out there touching other people? I never did understand you just locking yourself behind your four walls. Anyway, listen, Brad, always appreciate what you do. One last time, for those that are a little slow on the uptake, how do they get involved with PJI?
Yes, if they'd like to keep up with our cases and what's going on legally regarding these constraints and everything, they can go to our website. It's signed up for our Legal Insider. It's pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org.
Well, again, thanks. I always appreciate your time with me. People, don't go far. We got Pastor David Hague is going to join me in the next hour. And we're going to talk about, are we living by faith or fear right now? What are you guys doing? Why are some of my Christian friends sticking their head in the sand and hoping that Jesus ain't coming back tomorrow? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.